Smile. 90.4 FM.
I was about 14 years old, right? And I was convinced that I could drive. I know that we were going on a trip somewhere, right? And this was a family friend. And I was going to meet the family friend at his home in town. And he was then going to drive home and we were going to pick up everybody else and off we were going to go. He drove a cream-colored Nissan Stanza. I remember this very clearly. It was an automatic vehicle. And one of my cousins had an automatic. And I thought this was a fairly simple car to drive as a 14-year-old. And I remember him starting up the car, and then it was kind of at an angle, at a decline that we were going down, and then there was a round the block turn, and then he'd forgotten something, so he had to run back inside the house. But he left the car running, and I thought this was the perfect opportunity, 14-year-old. So I reckoned he was going to be a while, so I jumped into the driver's seat, and I decided to take this car around the block, thinking there was no way that he was going to figure out that I did this. So I took this car, automatic Nissan Stanza, around the block, easily, very carefully, driving very slowly at the stop street, did what I was supposed to do, went around the block, did a right, did another right, did one more right, and then as I did the final right turn into the road where I had started, he was standing on the pavement looking for his car. Looking for me. I got such a skrick. I mounted the pavement with the car and very nearly crashed it into the tree. He was so mad at me.
So my parents went away to Mauritius for 2 weeks, like they usually do every couple of years. And my dad thought he'd be clever and detach the battery cables from my 323 so I couldn't drive it while he wasn't around. Well, Daddy Dearest forgot to hide the keys for his Crusader. I'm telling you, I didn't go all over the place, but one day I went to Cavendish. Now, from Fisher to Cavendish, you have to go over Oak after that.
Yes.
I was convinced I drove past my sister's fiancé, who lived in Sakai. I almost drove the Crusader off the mountain because I had a heart attack.
Oh, my word.
It was like, oh, my gosh, you saw me. Oh, my gosh, you saw me. So I went to Cavendish, I got home, and I never drove the car again because I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to be in so much trouble. And no one saw me, no one knew, and only years later did I tell my dad I'd joyride the Crusader.
Ek het groot geword in Pretoria, en dan was in 'n skool in Pretoria Noord. Omtrent so 45 kilos van waar ons gebly het. En ek en my klomp pelle was laat vir die bus gewees die oggend, en my een vriendin sê nee, maar haar ouers is weg vir die naweek. Ons kan maar gou hardloop na hulle huis toe en dan ry ons met hulle kar. En hier sak ons af op klomp pelle toe nou klim in die kar, ry deur oggendverkeer Pulditch toe. Ek natuurlik, hy het die eerste item op die program gehad wat die 400 meter hekkies vir onder 19 meisies was. En ek sê net die hele tyd vir Elna, jy beter nou ry, ek gaan laat wees. Ons het glad nie gedink aan die konsekwensies nie. En ons het toe nou daar aangekom en sy daar gestop reg voor die hek met 'n stofwolk agterna en ek spring uit. Ek het my spikes aangetrek in die kar. Nou ja, daai dag toe wen ek met 'n rekord.
I was probably 15 years old and I decided after school to take my dad's car for a joyride. I mean, you know, Fridays kids get up to nonsense. But anyway, so yeah, my sister and I jumped into the car. I pulled the car out and I proceed to drive down the road. I mean, lo and behold, my dad, he comes walking down the street, sees me going past him, and I proceed to wave at him and he just points at me and tells me, go back home.
At the time, my mother was working on a mine outside the town where we were living, and her boss used to give her a lift to the mine because it's a gravel road so that she doesn't mess up her car. And he went away on holiday and left his brand new Bucky with her to use so that she doesn't have to use her vehicle. This particular day, she came home from work, parked the Bucky, and then took our car and went to the shop. Coming back from the shop, she saw a whole lot of people pushing a Bucky not far from our house. Anyway, she didn't think much of it, drove past, went home, got the shopping unpacked, and the next thing, my three brothers walk in, and it was them pushing the vehicle. They had taken it around the block, took the bend too fast, and they had rolled the Bucky.
Oh, no.
So my brothers were unscathed, but the Bucky was completely damaged. Fortunately, the boss's sons were worse than my brothers, and he said, oh, don't worry about it. My son will probably write it off within a week. So you got the feeling right now, huh?
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
Met Bobby en Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.